Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
National Mixed Breed Day or National Mud Day.
Are you excited? What are you excited about?
What are you so excited about?
Today we're very excited because today
it's National Avocado Day.
Avocado? I don't know how to pick out an avocado.
It's so green.
It's green, so it's nature.
Oh, God, dude. It's really squishy.
Too squishy.
Squishy.
Whoa, that's good squishy.
We want to wish everyone a happy National Avocado Day.
Party. Party, 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 party.
P-A-R-T.
Why? Why? I'll tell you why.
This has been the longest week of my life.
Let's get this show started.
The No Chick Zone.
That's right, No Chick Zone. Tim, Kevin, and Lance here on The Wake Up on Y98. It is Friday, and doesn't that feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
And no chicks. Jen Myers is out. We heard from Jen yesterday. She is, it's going about as well as it can. And
yeah.
We hope to get her back in here. She will probably be out another 2 weeks, it looks like. But that is somewhat ahead of schedule. So her jaw is still wired shut, but there are fewer wires. I didn't understand that. She was like, I'm not wired shut, but then
she's get
the rest of my wires off.
Yeah, it's something about putting a rubber band around her mouth or in that area or something.
It's wired, weird, but not shut,
yes,
maybe.
Yeah, it's more open, so it's harder for her to talk.
We should see if we can get her on the phone.
So less wired up makes it harder for her to talk?
Oh, did she say it was harder?
I thought so. I thought it was...
We couldn't understand her, guys. That's the thing.
You know, but we all know from experience.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, but you can't stop Jen Myers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, next time we talk to her, we should ask her to say something like, oh, don't go,
man. Just see how it goes.
Right. It probably sounds exactly like
yep. You're probably right. So Jen is out, and then Julie Tristan has been filling in for Jen. She is has a vacation day today, but Julie will be back with us next week. Enough about the ladies. Let's talk about us dudes. Guys, what are you most excited about today?
That it's Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's. Mm-hmm. I know Kevin said that this week hasn't seemed too bad because he, you know, is coming off a week of vacation. But boy, this week has seemed long.
Oh, and I know, Lance, we talked even earlier. Yesterday alone, with all the traffic and all the craziness of the weather. Ugh. For you, yes, I can understand the length.
It would just pour and then stop and then pour. And I mean,
yeah, it was weird. I mean, like, if you took, wherever you were, if you took a snapshot every 15 minutes, I bet you every picture looked different weather-wise.
Yeah, no, I know. It's pretty crazy. I'm looking at the forecast now. We're going to see more.
Yeah, but the temperatures are going to be cooler. That's
30% of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of those temperatures, Kev, let's talk about what we're doing today. Friday. So Friday free-for-all, 9 o'clock hour, play anything you want. I had the best time doing the Friday free-for-all last week. So text us in your request, 314-531-9898. We will also do some looking for love in the Lou, where Lance Hildebrand combs through some of the dating profiles here in St. Louis. Just, let you know what's out there. And people, a little more desperate with the pandemic going on. It gets a little bit crazy. And we are going to do some entertainment schmig. We are going to do some sports chatter. And we are going to do some food stuffs. Am I missing anything on
schmig,
this
Friday? Schmig, down. Actually, this is the first time I think you guys actually need a little assist.
Really?
So I'm going to help you out with that.
What do you have in mind? This is, ooh, I'm excited.
I think you'll do well, But I think you need to kind of have something in front of you to know, oh, okay, that's where I want my mind to go.
Like
okay.
Maybe the answers?
They're not the answers.
Though. I agree with Lance.
You know,
I already forwarded Lance what he needed, and Tim, I'll tell you off the air. But you'll figure it out and be like, oh, that makes sense.
All right. Terrific. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Hope you guys don't go anywhere right now. Kevin is going to take a look at your weather.
Yeah, Lance and I talked about it a little bit earlier. Cooler temperatures, a little bit of rain in the forecast today. We're going to see a high of 82. And then throughout the weekend, those maybe showers, possible showers throughout. It depends. I'm hoping they kind of stay away from Grafton. We've got friends coming into town. But lower temperatures, highs in the upper 80s this weekend. And then that cooler weather continues to be, you know, through all the way through next week, highs in the upper 70s. Right now.
What?
Yeah.
Upper 70s?
Upper 70s.
For the highs?
Pretty much through the entire
week.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I took the wrong week off. I got the week after that off.
Yeah, you did.
Well.
That's brought to you by Ashley Home Store, by the way. This is home, and now Lance Hildebrand with a look at your roads.
Just looking at northbound 55 here, guys, seeing how we're doing there as you roll up into South County. And I'm about as far back.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
As we look at big things that happened on this day back on July 31st, we'll do a big birthday because it's kind of a twofer birthday. It's a character and the character's author. Today is a huge birthday for...
Harry and J.K.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling shared today as their birthday. Now, J.K. Rowling turns double nickels. I don't know how to say that in you know, English pounds.
She's 55. Did I get it right?
That, you got it
right. Nailed it.
Nailed it. So she's 55. Harry Potter, because his first the first novel was published in 1997, he would be 23.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, actually, the first novel came out in late June of 1997. There are seven novels in the series, seven movies. Now, wait a second. Wait, there was that two-part at the end. Yeah, the last novel written, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, back in 2016, has not been made into a film yet. And I don't know if that'll be with the original cast or they'll try to do something with that, but that's Harry's children. That's kind of the ongoing thing. And then,
but that's, wasn't that one a play?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it a novel?
I thought it was a novel. I looked it up. They showed it as one of the books. It's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Okay.
But
someone,
I think you're
will
right.
Text in and let us know. 314-531-9898.
And then that crazy. Whole other stuff with the wizardly world. The
Fantastic Beasts.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are good movies, too, with Eddie Redmayne and a bunch of other people.
You know, and J.K. Rowling never thought it would be as big as it was. She apparently is worth more than the Queen of England.
Wow.
And you know, a lot of that, and it's weird, when the first book came out, she was part of the Scholastic Press here in America, and Scholastic Press means you're in the book orders for kids. So that also helped with sales.
Is that a different word than scholastic? Do you just say that funny?
I say it funny.
Okay.
Yeah. I say scholastic. It's scholastic.
Okay.
I'm doing the English pronunciation.
Oh, sure. J.K. Rowling. I get it.
Right. But yeah, I her net worth is just astronomical and continues to grow because the characters and because of all the merchandise around it. So
yeah, I mean... Good books, good movies.
Yeah.
So, I'm okay with her being rich. I get it.
So she's 55 today. That's the big thing. Harry Potter's birthday also today. And then something kind of cool, too, because it's a debut of an icon came out on this day back in 1928 for MGM Studios.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the first time that the lion roared at the beginning of the studio's first talking movie.
Huh.
Yeah,
now does he have a name? Is that Leo the Lion?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
Now, the lion's roar, you heard that, and then you only heard one other word in the film, White Shadows in the South Seas was the film. That word was hello, because it was the first talkie. You know, it was 1928.
But why did they, if it was the first talkie, why did they only get one word in it?
They was learning.
I think he watched the whole movie for what, like 90 minutes, and there was only one word?
Right, yeah.
And the weird part was it was the end scene.
Yeah. Hello, what? It should have been goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm really confused. So does anyone know, was there a picture of the lion before the...
Yes, in fact, the lion debuted in 1916, and if you go to YouTube, you can see the transition videos of the first lion. He comes out, and he's just kind of a picture. He looks at you, and then throughout the stages, they show the different ones. The brand new MGM lion sounds like this.
Well, that's just terrifying.
Yeah. So the iconic Leo the Lion debuted on this day back in 1916, but 1928, as I said, it was the first time he talked. And then a huge deal happened on this day involving this company and ABC. This is the day that the Walt Disney Company acquired Capital Cities ABC for $19 billion back in 1995.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 25 years ago. And you know, the funny thing is, 25 years later, that doesn't sound like a ton of money if you consider what ABC, Disney, ESPN, all that stuff is together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't forget Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right. I did.
Yeah. Wow. What they own with the franchises and all the, you know, the Star Wars and the acquisition of, you know, just and their theme parks alone. But yeah, I remember when that first happened, and it was kind of a whole thing where you're like, what does this mean for ABC? What does this change? And then you just saw more Disney shows,
yeah.
More Disney mm-hmm. movies, more Disney, you know. But that's kind of where really the start 25 years ago when Disney started buying companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just going to keep getting bigger. They're just mm-hmm. going to buy more and more.
But probably the biggest thing on this day happened 22 years ago in 1998 when one of our favorite actors finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Thank you for that. You could have handled it differently.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat, a-hole?
Nicolas Cage got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on this day, back in 98.
It took a... 98 seems late for him.
Yeah, it does. But that was sort of towards the height, you know, right around that time of Rock.
He had the Con Air and all the action movies.
Con Air.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they take stars away if you start making bad movies? Do they?
I was wondering if he's like living on his star now.
No. Yeah, he got in some tax trouble.
Too soon?
I think every now and then he still makes a good movie.
Yeah.
Those National Treasures weren't that long ago, right?
Right.
What else?
Okay,
it's been a while. That's not the point. He's still acting. That's what I'm trying to say. And right now, taking a look at your roads, Lance Hildebrand.
We're still looking at this crash. Ooh, yeah. Memories bring back
your. Memories bring back, memories bring back your. Maroon 5 on the wake up on a No Chick Zone Friday. Yeah, Jen, unfortunately, still wired shut, but recovering nicely from her bicycle accident. We should see her back here in 2 weeks. Julie on vacation this morning, so it's just the guys hanging out. And your weather for today, brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. More rain in the forecast, but not too bad. It should be clearing. It should be kind of spotty through the weekend. We're going to see highs in the lower 80s today and through the weekend. Moving into the upper 70s as far as the temperature for next week. So this rain brings cooler temperatures. Right now, 70 downtown.
I had the craziest experience yesterday. I went to the doctor. So for a while now, I've had this thing in my ear where if I sort of touch it or even move my head certain ways, it feels like there's water in there. You know, when okay. you just get out of the pool or out of the shower, mm-hmm. you got a little water in there. Mm-hmm. That was in there all the time, and it wasn't going away. And I feel like it was kind of affecting my hearing, too, which is already not great.
Did it affect like your equilibrium or anything? Did it make you dizzy?
No, it didn't. It hadn't okay. at all. And it had been going on for a few months. It wasn't painful or anything. It was just like, I think I'm probably not hearing as well. And this just seems like maybe not a great thing. So I went to the doctor, and I did this about 3 years ago, not long before I started on at Y98. I remember going in, and they flush stuff out, and the doctor gets in there and digs, and it's like earwax, just build up. I don't know what was going on, but I had to do it a few years ago, and I figured that's what was going to go on this time. So He looks in there and he's like, all right, we're going to do the, you know, they flush it out. Have you guys ever had this done?
No.
Yeah. Doctor's office where they do, yeah, it's like a squirt bottle, basically.
Yeah, it's a weird sensation. And, you know, because of what we do, hearing is rather important to our jobs. I always get a little, I'm a little skittish about it because it's like, man, I hope nothing goes wrong here.
Yes. And I can remember doing it again. It was like 3 years ago. And like you said, it's a really weird sensation. But when it was over, it felt great. I felt like I heard better and it felt great. So I'm like, all right, I've been through this. So they start doing, the nurse starts doing it, and it feels weird, and I kind of remember it. And then all of a sudden, just a few minutes in, the room starts spinning like fast. And I've never experienced that before. Like, you get a little dizzy, but yeah. I've never been like, oh, it's spinning. And this, and Kevin, I'm only going to show you. This is, I'm not kidding. I will show you with my hand how fast this room was spinning.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
Man. Oh, that's going to make you sick.
Right. So I start getting nauseous and I'm sweat like crazy. And I'm like, I don't think this is supposed to happen. And I can't even like figure out the words because I think I'm going down. Right. I'm like,
you're going to pass out.
I'm going to pass out. And she's like, okay, can you, you know, get up to the table and lay down? I'm like, sure. I take one step up and just like, I don't lose my feet, but I couldn't, I like ran into the wall and she kind of tried to grab me.
Whoa.
And I'm like freaking out.
Oh yeah. Cause you're like, oh my God, whoa.
Yeah. They were just pumping something into my ear. Yeah. And I'm like something, you know, in my head, it's like something went wrong. And, so I lay down and she grabs the doctor and somebody else and they're in there and it, you know, sort of freaks you out even more. And eventually
they're looking at you and they're like, sir, did you recently get engaged? All of a sudden, it's hit Tim, and he's freaking out.
Oh, no!
It turns out it wasn't that. So it eventually, it stopped, but it was just crazy, and it kind of screwed me up the whole rest of the day because your body's so tense going through something that. And then we finished with the ear thing, and I didn't have any other problems. And I think I'm hearing better. I think it's still kind of a process, but I've never had anything even close to that happen. Like, I thought I was going down, and the nurse was like shook up from it because I'm in there and we're joking and like having a good time, and then minutes later.
Oh, Mr. Convey, is it safe? You know, because it's the marathon man. They're trying to figure out, you know, spies and things like that. No. You've never seen
it. I have no idea what that reference is.
You've never seen the marathon man?
Or no.
Lance, have you?
No, but is it Dustin Hoffman?
Yes.
I'm sure three listeners just love that bit, so it's good.
Did the nurse trigger something? Did she touch a nerve? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I think sometimes, like you said, in her ear and your equilibrium, and I don't think she did anything wrong at all. I think it was just the things lined up, and that was the reaction. And they were great taking care of me because they could tell I was, you know, in it. I mean, I was drenched, guys. I was sweating. It was wild for just a few minutes.
And nothing since that episode.
No, I'm fine. I mean, you can tell that like. They did some work on my ear. It's a little bit, you know, jarred, and but no, in terms of my equilibrium and balance, and certainly things stopped spinning. But you have something like that happen that you've never had before, and you're like, oh, this is it.
Yeah,
like there, you know, I'm like something went wrong. I'm sure my brain is involved, and yeah, it was terrifying.
Tell my fiance, I love her.
Yeah. Got married. But yeah, it turned out to be okay. And then a couple hours later, I went to the Funny Bone for the first time since this whole thing. They started up and did shows. So we'll tell you about that later. But coming up next, Entertainment Schmig. A whole lot of good stuff going on. Some Taylor Swift stuff. We'll talk about some overrated TV shows and a whole lot more coming up in about 6 minutes on Y98. Oh, speaking of Taylor Swift, here's You Need to Calm Down on the Wake Up on Y98.
Somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me.
Better than you can.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in July for only $4. I am Tim Convey in for Jen Myers, who's still recovering from her bike accident. She should be back in a couple of weeks. Julie Tristan was doing the Schmig for a little bit. She's on vacation. Just the dudes doing Schmig. So let's talk about guy stuff. Am I right?
Yes.
And we're going to talk about
Taylor Swift.
The Schmig. I'm not going to compromise the Schmig. No, I want to talk about the Ellen thing because we talked about that this week. It's just, it's all kind of just been more riled up over these last few weeks. There was a BuzzFeed article and just different accusations about Ellen being not nice and being kind of a bully. And then it sort of went to the show, all sorts of accusations about the culture at the show, how toxic it is, accusations of racism and all, just all kinds of, you know, again, bullying, really, really toxic culture.
And several comments on our text line about the fact that, you know, sometimes when you're the boss, you know, people don't like you being the boss. And not that they want to take you down, but they don't want to, you know, it's like, well, you didn't lead me the way I wanted you to lead me. So then that also creates sometimes a different type of toxic work environment.
And another part of our discussion was, well, you know, where's the line between a mean boss, a tough boss,
right,
somebody just not being nice and toxic,
right?
You know, and that's a really tough thing to try to figure out. Anyway, with all these accusations going on, Warner Brothers Media, who is the parent company of the Ellen Show, decided to launch a full-blown investigation, which is interesting and getting all kinds of headlines. Ellen wrote a letter to her staff addressing all of this, which apparently she was advised strongly not to until the investigation was over. But she wrote this long letter that you can find that I guess gets officially delivered today, but it was leaked or something, so people have it, and she takes responsibility for a lot of it. It's interesting because she sort of addresses, it seems, more the toxic culture at the show, not her behavior per se.
Yeah.
And she kind of says, listen, this thing grew fast. I've had a lot going on, and I wasn't able to keep an eye on this or control it as much as I'd like, as big as this thing went. But it, you know, the buck stops with me, and I'm going to take control, and that's not going to happen. There are three executive producers that one is expected to get fired, most people say. Ed Glavin. So he's at the forefront of a lot of these accusations with a lot of the just comments, and he's been kind of a bully, so people seem to think that he will probably be fired. That'll be the big, you know, sort of offering to then move forward. And you know, we don't know if it's like, well, 80% of the problem is that guy,
or right,
Ellen's still a jerk and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And who knows, but I don't know, I'm pretty fascinated by all this, because again, you hear all these Ellen stories and you don't know exactly where the line is, I've had friends work on that show and just completely confirm all this stuff, that it is a tough, tough place to work.
But going back to that, did they get to work directly with Ellen? I mean, was it a one-on-one personal thing?
The friends of mine? Yes. Yes.
Oh, so...
And she could be a real challenge.
I got it.
But not so much that these people are like, oh, I was losing sleep at night and I had to go home. They're just like, oh, man. And it's interesting. You know, you talk to people who work on some of these other shows, and I do think that the host sets the tone for all of it. I've had a handful of friends work on Conan, and they love it. Every one of them feels so lucky to have the job and to be a part. Like, apparently it's just the greatest thing going. And Ellen would be on the other side of that in terms of the spectrum. So I don't know. We'll move on. But it'll be pretty interesting to see how the letter's received, if this guy gets fired, and everything else. She does acknowledge in the letter, too, that it's, you know, the irony in the show that she says is a happy place.
Right.
And it's about being nice. Mm-hmm. And that this is, you know, we're not seeing this about other shows. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Bryan Cranston, star of Breaking Bad, released a video on social media announcing that he was diagnosed with COVID-19, quote, a little while ago. He said he was very lucky, only had some very mild symptoms. We got some audio.
I wanted to announce that I had COVID-19 a little while ago. Very lucky, very mild symptoms. And so I thought maybe there's something I can do. So I started a program there. So hopefully the plasma donation can help some other people.
So yeah, good for him. Good for Cranston. Yeah, just talking about how important donating plasma. That's what he was doing in the video. Mm-hmm. And if you're a little squeamish, maybe you don't want to see that video, but we'll get that up at Y98.com. And finally, we'll do some Taylor Swift stuff. A Taylor Swift fan went viral because she went camping and she missed Taylor's Folklore surprise. If you remember, Taylor just announced that was coming out the day before. Was it on a Thursday, Lance? I think she announced on Thursday that the next day her album was coming out, right?
Last week, right?
Yeah, just last week.
Yeah, that was, remember we were doing an entertainment schmig. I think it was like the 8:40 on Thursday morning. I believe it was. And I said, hey, did you do the Taylor Swift story? It's like, no, what? It's like, you're just putting out an album tonight. It's like, what?
And I had been talking about, what was I talking about? ABBA?
Yeah,
and Clint Eastwood. That was my schmig. And then Lance goes, Tim, did you see Taylor Swift's got a record coming out? I missed it. Anyway, so this big hardcore Taylor Swift fan went camping. She was off the grid for 2 weeks. She returned from the camp, picked up her phone, and totally freaked out. She did say that her parents sent her a letter. Her parents somehow sent her a letter, so she was tipped off, but she didn't know how crazy it was. She went viral. She listened to the album for the first time, absolutely loved it. Then she got another surprise when Taylor tweeted saying, quote, welcome back from your trip. We're all somber woodland fairies now. Feel free to grab a wicker basket and join us. The girl replied, quote, I'm literally shaking.
Wow.
It's the kind of thing you do.
That's awesome.
You literally shake. Anyway, all that is up at Y98.com. Another schmig coming up at 8:40. Plenty to talk about there, including, new music coming out from Beyonce today, Oprah Winfrey and her magazine, and the MTV VMA nominees are out. It's weird to look at this and be like, I don't know that I've seen any of these music videos.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a part of the thing anymore, but... that show should be good. Anyway, that's it for the Schmig. If you missed anything, Y98.com or wherever you get your podcasts, just look for the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at your roads.
Illinois side got a report of a crash westbound 5570 near 162 over near Troy on the Illinois side. Show me state.
Katy Perry on Y98. It's the Wake Up, and we've been doing something all summer long to kind of pick up people's spirits. It's the Wake Up Pick Me Up, and we've got another one right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Rachel?
It is.
Hi, Rachel. It's Tim and Kevin from Y98. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
So good. We have chosen your husband, Curtis, based on what you wrote us, to do a wake-up pick-me-up. Can you tell us a little bit about Curtis, or is he right there?
He's right here.
You want us to just talk to him, or you want to give a little preamble?
Hold on just a second.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hey, Curtis, this is Tim and Kevin from Y98. How are you?
Good.
Good. We know you're sitting right next to your wife, Rachel. She's a big fan of yours. I'm sure you're aware of that.
I didn't know that.
Well, at least at one point in the last 7 to 10 days, she was a big fan of yours and thought that you could use a little pick-me-up. That's what we do here at the Wake Up. She says you work really hard. Tell us what you do.
Operator.
Cool. And it keeps you pretty busy?
Yep.
All right. Well, Rachel's impressed with how hard you work and says you're also a great husband and dad. How many kids do you guys have?
Two. Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
5 and 10.
Nice. Well, Rachel goes on and on to us about how great you are and thought you could use a little pick-me-up, so that's what we're going to do. How about $100 in scratcher tickets? Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Cool. We're going to hook you up with those. And we got gift certificates good for Mission to Ford. Bring the whole family to the St. Louis Aquarium and St. Louis Wheel at Union Station. You can plan a visit anytime. We're going to do all that for you guys. And thank us, but also thank Rachel. She's a huge fan and appreciates all that you do.
All right.
Can we hear you give her a thank you?
Yeah, thanks, Rachel.
Yeah! All right, Curtis, we hope this helps. Thanks for talking to us. Enjoy this stuff. We'll have somebody call you with details, and have a great day and a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Curtis. And thanks again to Rachel for recognizing her husband, Curtis, and you can do that as well. Just go to y98.com/pickmeup and nominate someone today. The Wake Up Pick Me Up is presented by Lux Color International and their antimicrobial laminates. And a special thanks to the Missouri Lottery for providing those lottery scratcher tickets. And a special thanks to the St. Louis Aquarium and St. Louis Wheel at Union Station for providing those certificates for admission. Plan a visit or schedule your reservation today. We'll have more Wake Up Pick Me Ups next week on Y98.
KYKY FM HD1 C.
Like I said. Winning up a walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed, got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Oh, the NBA. Finally back in action. All we've been talking about is bubble stories, bubble stories, bubble stories. Now we have action. Two games last night to kick off the NBA restart. The Lakers beat the Clippers, and Utah topped New Orleans.
That's so awesome, you know, yeah, that it's back. And it was so funny, Lance. I saw that if they didn't come back, they were going to lose upwards to a couple of billions of dollars in advertising and all the merchandise and all the stuff that, you know, the season has just in that, you know, just for not coming back for just, you know, this short amount of time. So it was crazy to think, man, it's glad, you know, and you think about that and you're like, you realize how important it is that these sports are coming back. Yeah. You know?
Very true. Very true. Let's move on to baseball. Cardinals had an off day yesterday. They are back in action on the road today in Milwaukee, which is a weird start time for a Friday. Usually, teams always have Friday night games, but it's the home opener for the Brewers, so that game will be at 1:10. Yeah, Friday afternoon. Hey, but that's a good way to start your weekend, a Friday afternoon ball game, which you can listen to on our sister station, KMOX 1120, Cards at Milwaukee, and that'll be at 1:10 this afternoon. Also, Major League Baseball has announced that teams are now required to have coronavirus compliance officers. These are people who will travel with the team and assure that all proper measures are being taken. So I guess if they'd have had those a few weeks back, maybe that would have prevented what happened to the Marlins, because the rumor is that Marlins, about a week and a half ago when they were playing some exhibition games in Atlanta, they played two games there midweek last week, and apparently there was a night out on the town that might have led to the big coronavirus issue with the Marlins. So I guess this is a reaction to that from Major League Baseball, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, but a couple of things. First of all, just one more person they're adding to the, you know, yeah, the bus true, or the plane or whatever they're doing. Number two, I mean, if these guys want to go out, who's going to stop them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is this coronavirus compliance officer going to watch all of them at all times? How does that work? And what do you do to qualify that? Because my aunt is pretty big on this coronavirus stuff. Maybe she could do it. Is it literally just someone saying, wash your hands?
All great questions. I mean,
seems weird.
It does a little bit. Yeah, I have to admit. Shane Bieber. Now, I know we play a lot of Bieber on Y98, but this is a different Bieber. Shane Bieber of Cleveland. This guy is on fire to start the season. Two starts. He's a pitcher. He's had two starts this season. 14 innings. He struck out 27.
Unbelievable.
In those 14 innings. That's a new American League record. He's topped Nolan Ryan. No slouch when it comes to striking out people. Nolan Ryan had 25 strikeouts in two starts in 1978. Bieber's got 27 in two starts this year. He is...
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Shane Bieber, a guy to watch. Hey, what do you guys think about the cardboard cutouts in Major League Baseball?
I like them. There's something about them that it's, you know, I know that it's not the full stand feel, but it's interesting to see them. They're different. It does provide something behind the players. It does provide a little bit of levity in some ways too. I know the announcers have kind of played off of them as well.
Yeah, they definitely don't bother me. I don't know that they excite me where I'm like, I can't wait, but I've got no problem with them.
Let's cover some notes here from around the major leagues as far as the cardboard cutouts are concerned. The Dodgers have already sold over 8,500 of them, and that's raised millions, plural, of dollars for their charitable foundation. Minnesota decided to do things a little differently. The Twins have gone with big heads and former players in the stands. Oakland, you know, I think I sort of want to go to an Oakland home game because they work harder, I think, than any major league team to make that a fun experience out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the Athletics have done a bunch of things. They have pets in the stands. They have cardboard cutouts of teddy bears. They also have a cardboard cutout of Charlie O, the old A's mule mascot. And we talked about it earlier in the week. They have recorded announcements from Tom Hanks, who was a vendor in Oakland in the early 70s as a kid. And they also have a cardboard cutout of him from 1973 as a hot dog vendor. That's in the stadium. And Oakland and Seattle both, if a foul ball or there aren't too many cardboard cutouts in the outfield. But if a foul ball or home run ball hits your cutout, once they verify it and authenticate the ball, you get the ball.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's hot totally dog. Cool. Colossal hot dog. Hot dogs here. Colossal hot dog.
That's Hanks. And are the Cardinals thinking about anything on that front?
You know, I haven't heard. I don't know why they wouldn't, but I haven't heard anything about it. I think it'd be cool if they did it.
We should get in on that.
I think so. Blues. NHL Stanley Cup qualifiers, those games start tomorrow at the two hub cities in Canada. The Blues will be in action on Sunday afternoon. That's a game against Colorado for the Blues on Sunday. And let's talk anniversaries. 1984, you know, we didn't have an Olympics this year in 2020, but in 1984, the U.S. men's gymnastics team upset China to win the team gold medal on this date in 1984 at the Summer Olympics in L.A. Bart Conner, Mitch Gaylord, part of that team. Mitch Gaylord parlayed that into a movie, if I That's recall right.
Jim,
correctly.
Was that Gymkata?
Or is Gymkata?
That or is that another gymnast? American Anthem, I think, had... I can't remember.
No, wasn't that Mitch Gaylord in American Anthem with Janet Jones?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of another gymnast. I'll have to find out who was in Gymkata, but they were
are you
like...
Are you getting your gymnast movies mixed up?
I am. There's only two.
Only two.
That's an overlooked genre, really.
Sports Chatter!
Thank you, Lance.
Thank you, guys.
Here's Lance looking at your traffic.
All right, we've had a little spate of accidents in the last few minutes. Let's start in the Fenton area. We've got a crash 141 at Gregory Lane. That's going to be a little bit north of Highway...
She used to meet me on the east side.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side. The city with the sun all set.
Y98, it is the wake up. Your weather this weekend, not so bad, not so great. We'll tell you that it's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Today, rain in the forecast, high of 82. Those showers fewer, but they're going to still be around. Highs in the lower 80s. And then it gives us cooler weather for next week in the 70s. So might be indoors a lot. And if you're indoors, you got to go check out Tim at the Funny Bone. You're back. You're back, man. That's a big deal, you know, coming and getting a chance to do comedy again back in a comedy club.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, and I didn't know what to expect. We did shows last night, and then I'm there Saturday and Sunday as well. So Funny Bone's been closed down through this whole thing, and it's weird because when comedy sort of shut down, you don't think, you know, you weren't very aware of what was going to be your last time on stage for months and months and months, but... did it last night, and very socially distanced. Mm-hmm. They sat people throughout the room, which was great. Everybody was wearing masks until they were sitting at their table. The staff's wearing masks, and then...
are the comics wearing masks? Do you?
Not up on stage, but we did when we were through the venue. Yeah, and then just, you know, sanitizer everywhere. So they did a good job with it. And then, yeah, shows. So there's just one show per night, and they're all at 7:30, I think. But, yeah, it was great. And what it's going to be for a few weeks is sort of kind of best up. There's so many comics who are just in town, you know, people who typically would be on the road
right.
who are just mm-hmm. sort of here. So it makes for some pretty cool shows, I think. But, yeah, last night it was Vincent Bryant, who's from here, but bounces between New York and L.A., and he was in town and did it. Nikki Glaser was in town and did the show last night. And then Charlie Winfrey, Rob Durham. So it was just a really wow. fun. I mean, that place is so special to me and you know, just stand up and everything. So it was a really cool thing to just kind of be back at it. And hopefully it works, you know, hopefully it's everybody. Things like this, it remains safe and we don't still keep seeing these numbers going up and we're able to, places like that are able to stay open, you know, if they're able to operate safely. But yeah,
and you
crazy.
Guys have been jonesing to get back, you know, and I'm sure there's a ton of new material you guys are trying out as well, right?
Yeah, it was fun to hear everybody's takes on, you know, the pandemic stuff and the lockdown and, mm-hmm. and all the things that have happened in the world since the last time, you know, that place was doing shows, which I guess was, beginning of March. So, yeah, it was fun to hear, you know, even comics who... you know, I've had their sets memorized, like a bunch of new stuff, you know, and I was doing new stuff, that things that we've talked about on the show or just stuff from the pandemic. So it was cool, but it's, you know, I was at a point where you're doing comedy several times a week, and it's something I'm sort of addicted to, and it kind of keeps me mm-hmm. going. So that, you know, we talked about it before, but taking that away freaks me out. And so it just felt really good to be up there. It's a strange thing when everybody's sat spread out all over the room, and, you know, I remove my mask as I go on stage, and we all have separate microphones, and we're not shaking hands on stage like we normally do. Like, all that stuff is weird. But
and no afterward greet and all that stuff too, right? That's gone?
Right, exactly. Oh. Yeah. I know, it's so different. So, but it was the comedy was great. You could tell the audience members that were there were excited to be there, and I think had a really good time. So, yeah, I'm feeling better about that. Now I just need music to come back and be able to go see shows and do some Ludo mm-hmm. shows and stuff like that. But yeah, it was cool last night. And if you're looking for stuff to do out there, shows tonight, but I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. And then, same thing. They're going to do a similar stuff next weekend as well. And just sort of feel it out, see how it all goes. We'll see what happens. But it's funny being up there too. Like, all these things that used to be so automatic,
right?
You know, there'd be moments where you're in a joke and everything's fine. And then, transitions and stuff, you're like, oh, I completely forgot how to do this. Which is worth the price of admission to see five different comics just kind of lose their minds. But it's great stuff. So if you can come out and join us, stlouisfunnybone.com. Hi, love. It's Whitney Houston and Kygo teaming up on The Wake Up on Y98.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the sky.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
Oh, yeah. We play it every Friday. It is the Schmig Smackdown. We've kind of changed things up because of the pandemic, where now we play each other, and the winner gets bragging rights, and the loser then has to come up with the game and the questions for next week. Now, I've been thinking about this one for a while, and I tried it on myself, and I realized it's harder than it sounds. And Lance, you actually kind of tease us a little bit in sports chatter. You mentioned Charlie O.
Oh.
Yeah, the mule mascot for the Oakland A's, the old mascot for the Oakland A's.
Yeah, that actually dates back to when they were in Kansas City.
So I got to thinking about mascots, baseball mascots and hockey mascots. And it was easier in my head than it was when I started doing the game. And I realized, you know these teams. You may have seen these mascots, but do you know what team these mascots are on? So what I've done is, to help you guys out even a little bit, I've given you kind of a cheat sheet. I've given you, since there are 30 teams in the MLB and 31, soon to be 32 teams in the NHL. Man, the Seattle Kraken, that is such a cool name. I have all the teams listed, and I'm giving you a choice. You guys can either choose to do MLB mascots or NHL mascots. I'm going to give you the mascot. You have to tell me what team that mascot is currently on.
Okay.
Okay. Who would like to go first?
So one of us will do MLB, one of us will do NHL?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to do well in NHL.
Neither. Probably. I would do better, I think, in MLB. So I
why don't we do this, Lance?
Yeah.
I'm willing to do MLB without looking at my cheat sheet. If you will do NHL and can look at your sheet.
That's fair. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. Then let's begin this business.
Now, I regret that, but
I think you'll do fine in MLB. We'll see. You will.
I got 60 seconds on your clock.
I think this is going to be a disaster. All right.
We'll see. So I have to name the team. Am I going first, by the way?
Yeah, Lance, since you have the cheat sheet, we'll let you go you go first. It's okay. NHL mascots. Basically, I'm going to say like Louie, and you would say?
St. Louis Blues.
There you go. All right. So get yourself ready here.
Oh, here we go.
All right. I hope I can keep score.
Yeah.
And Lance?
I might make it easy for you with a zero.
I don't think so. I think you'll do better than you think. Here we go.
All right, we'll see.
All right. NHL mascots, your first one. Al the Octopus.
Detroit.
Bailey.
That's all I got?
That's all Bailey? You get. How about Bailey the King?
Oh, gotcha. L.A. Kings.
Bernie the St. Bernard.
Pass.
Benny.
Winnipeg Jets.
Blades.
Pass.
Carlton the Bear.
Minnesota Wild.
Chance.
Pass.
Finn the Whale.
Hartford Whalers.
Nash.
Nashville Predators.
Gritty.
Philly. Philadelphia.
Harvey the Hound.
Pass.
Howler.
Pass.
Hunter.
That is tough.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got five.
I did?
You got five. Al the Octopus, amazing. Bailey, Benny, Nash, and Gritty. The ones you missed, Bernie the St. Bernard is Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. Blades is the Boston Bruins. Carlton the Bear, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hmm.
Chance is the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Finn the Whale is the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, yeah.
Harvey the Hound is Calgary Flames. Howler, Arizona Coyotes. And Hunter, the Edmonton Oilers.
Hunter for the Edmonton Oilers. Mm. What does Hunter hunt? Oil?
Oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. He is an oil hunter.
Yeah. We didn't get to SJ Sharkey. I should have padded it a little bit.
You know, a lot of people make fun of Gritty because he's kind of a new mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers, but that, at least he's all over social media. I know who Gritty is. Yeah. Some of these other ones are like, I have Howler and
Gritty's
Hunter.
Hip. All right.
No, but not too bad. Five. All right.
Let's get this over with. No cheat sheet. I'm just going for it.
MLB mascots.
Oh, boy.
So, like, if I would say Fred Bird.
Yeah, I know.
Say...
I just heard the last round.
You heard how well I played it.
Yeah. You're going to say some random name.
All right. Some of these are pretty easy. I think you'll do well, Tim. Here we go. Ace.
Pass.
Wally the Green Monster.
Philly.
Barrel Man.
Oh, boy. Milwaukee Brewers.
TC Bear.
Oh, Twins.
Baxter the Bobcat.
Pass.
The Swingin' Friar.
Padres. Can I change my other answer to Boston?
But yes, I'll give you that.
Philly to Boston,
please. The Fanatic.
Philly.
Blooper.
Cubs.
Southpaw.
I don't know. Pass.
Slugger.
Cubs.
Dinger.
I should know this. Pass.
Slider.
Pass.
Raymond.
The Rays. Tampa Bay.
Screech.
I don't know.
Those were tough, too.
Yeah.
I know Slider is Cleveland,
that's,
I believe.
Right. Oh. Yes.
Ace is Toronto.
Yes. Oh. Slugger is the Royals.
Oh, that I know. The Lion, yeah.
Dinger is the Rockies.
Oh, I knew that, too.
Southpaw, Chicago White Sox.
Oh.
Blooper, Atlanta Braves. Did I say Stomper? No, that's the new A's mascot.
Yeah, that's the elephant.
Baxter the Bobcat, Arizona Diamondbacks. Ace is the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
But counting these up, you got Wally the Green Monster for Boston, Barrel Man Milwaukee, TC Bear Minnesota Twins, Swingin' Friar San Diego, The Fanatic Philadelphia, and Raymond for the Tampa Bay Rays. You
now that I know all the
six.
He got six, but my question is, now that I know all the correct answers, can I change my wrong answers from earlier?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, you didn't say Boston first out.
I know, but I switched it.
You switched it.
Within the clock.
I want to consult the rules.
Do we want to do a one-off?
I want to get our legal team involved.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
As I said it.
You guys can go head-to-head right now. I give you a mascot. Whoever gets it first.
They're never going to let us do a dude show again. That was
totally
the worst
joking.
Schmig Schmackdown.
6-5, Tim wins.
Well, you know, that's how we do Schmig Schmackdown. Next week.
It'll be far more engaging. I promise.
And you've learned about all the team's different mascots.
Yeah. What's exactly? We more great stuff coming up on the Wake Up on 198. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at your traffic.
All right. Let's start out in the Westplex. Southbound 61 before Piney Road. We got possible.
Yeah, these are my only intentions.
Justin Bieber and Quavo on Y98. This is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. But today you just got Tim, Kevin, and Lance. And it's been a fun one. We got to talk some science news. All these headlines, interesting, crazy stuff going on. How about this? NASA launched its new Mars rover. NASA just still going at it, yeah. Not slowed down by this pandemic. They launched a new Mars rover. It's called Perseverance. And they launched it into space yesterday. It is set to arrive on Mars in February. Takes a while to get to Mars.
Science.
February?
Yeah.
Man. Mars is further than I thought.
Yeah.
At the top of my head, I would have been like November. I have no idea. All right. February gets their coolest part about this thing. It's got a mini helicopter that'll fly around up there.
Oh, cool. So they'll get to see more of the actual land and the area and find some water and whatever.
Pretty and do like traffic reports on Mars.
Yeah, good. Hey, traffic's good. Gravity's an issue, but traffic's great. Yeah.
And if you're trying to get back to Earth, it'll be mid-September.
Travel time from Mars to the Earth is about 7 months.
Halloween. How about this? Scientists in England say they finally know where the Stonehenge stones came
from.
I have been to Stonehenge.
Was it cool?
The
whole thing about Stonehenge isn't that it's that cool. It's just that it's a mystery, right?
Right. What it was for, how they got there, how they built it.
Yeah. I think it's been a while since I've been there. I think you can't get as close to it as you used to be able to. I think they've kind of fenced it off a little bit, but it was all right. I mean, it's a wonder of the world. I can say I saw it, but it's... In person, it's a little underwhelming, I thought.
Well, less of a wonder now because they figured out these stones came from an area 15 miles from where they currently are. But they still don't know how they were moved there.
That's interesting. Because, I mean, now we know it was closer. You know, they didn't get... I mean, that's still a long way to go.
What if the answer to Stonehenge was just that they were bored? You know? I think we think like, oh, and it's going to be this and aliens and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, nope, some guys a really long time ago were bored and they were like, I bet if we all work together and they did, you know what
we
I mean?
Move some rocks.
Colin, come here. Colin, I'll give you a point if you can help me move this stone 15 miles, no time limit. It's like, oh, okay, let's do it.
I think it's more ancient than that.
Right.
Up next, researchers in Japan and England say that taking music lessons won't make your kids do better in school. Doesn't mean it's pointless, though. It just may not lead to better grades for a long time.
Science.
We thought that it did, but Japan and England are both saying it, so.
Yeah, I regret not really doing or learning a musical instrument. A recorder doesn't really count.
Yes.
Because everybody, you know, kind of did that, but, you know... When did you start, you know, learning the Moog? When did you start, you know, doing lessons for that?
Oh, I mean, the Moog I didn't learn until I joined the band.
Really?
Yeah. Tim and Andrew were like, here you go. You're going to learn how to play this.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. But I took guitar lessons in like 8th grade, high school.
Okay.
For a little bit, yeah.
And Lance, what about you? I know you play the drums. When did you start doing that?
I tell you, one of my big regrets was as a kid, I took piano lessons. I was really young, and I didn't at the time like them. But as an older person looking back, I wish I'd stuck with them because I'd like to know how to play the piano. And then drum lessons as, I guess, a teenager, I took drum lessons, yeah.
Did you guys
Not that they helped.
But you guys found that was always a cool thing. Like, I remember we used to have talent shows at school, just like, you know, and Jason Crivello, he could play the drums. So he'd always come in and the girls would swoon.
Crivello.
Yeah, he was awesome. And he would, you know, it'd be like just him, you know, doing his drum set.
Wasn't it always weird at school how you spend all these time with these kids, but then some of them had just some crazy extracurricular like, you know, Cindy does horseback riding.
Right.
And you're like, how do you have a skill that we're not all learning in this room together?
Yeah.
And it would be, yeah, music lessons or something like that. Crivello, how's he doing now? Is he still playing?
I don't know. Okay. It's been a while.
Up next, a new blood test to detect Alzheimer's is right around the corner, and it can catch it up to 20 years before symptoms show up.
Science.
They also have found that getting vaccinated for the flu and pneumonia could lower your risk for Alzheimer's.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That might make me want to do that more.
Yeah.
There's been, if not Alzheimer's, at least some dementia in my family, mm-hmm. and some might say with me, but it's
is that number
really,
three? Is number three saying that?
No, it's really something horrible to witness firsthand, so...
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me. That's probably my biggest fear, maybe in life, is that. We just got deep on the Dude Show.
We did.
Up next, a new study found that higher levels of lithium in drinking water could lead to fewer suicides.
Huh.
That's way over my head. Small amounts of it occur naturally in water and in vegetables, but the more that's in there, that's a study.
Yeah.
That study's got a lot of pages in it. And finally, scientists in England have identified the key enzyme that causes body odor, and they say it could lead to better deodorants.
Science.
What is it?
What's the enzyme called? I don't know.
Stank.
Science.
That's the scientific
term. Y98 is KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis, powered by the Bomarito Auto.
It's 8:05. I'm Tim Convey. It's time for Food Stuff. Food Stuff sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at all four Salt and Smoke locations. SaltandSmokeSTL.com.
I did that last night.
Ooh, what'd you get?
T-Ravs barbecue pulled chicken, which I've had once before. It's very good. Nice. Don't often
Sounds
get
good.
That. They were out of pulled chicken, so got the barbecue pulled chicken. It was good. Got brisket, cracker mac, and pit beans.
Man, you do it right, Lance.
That was all me.
That
was
wrong with
me and number three.
We're all coping in different ways. Oh, by the way, at the doctor yesterday, I had to step on the scale. I hit 200 pounds.
Whoa!
So that's up?
That's way up, guys. I've never been 200 pounds in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you carry it very, very well, sir.
Well, what you guys don't know is I'm only 5'2".
I'm, like I said yesterday, I'm back down to my maximum weight loss in the pandemic era of 18 pounds down.
Wow. Yeah, I hit 200 pounds and I was like, this is bad. Now, that's not why I started spinning. That happened later, but time to make some changes. Time to go see Jason again. I got to get some things done. Anyway, a lot of personal moments for me on the show today. here's another one. All right, let's talk just regular seltzer, not spiked seltzer, but regular seltzer water. Do you guys have favorites? Are you into it? Can you even tell the difference?
I am not a fan of seltzer water at all.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It tastes very, not acidic. It tastes like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, I mean, my wife likes it, and it's like, that's all you. Oof, no.
I don't hate it. I'm coming around to it. My the love interest, some call her my fiance, really into it. When we first went out, I was told by friends that she really liked Perrier, so I got her Perrier. They made a mistake. It turns out it was Pellegrino. Well, I thought Perrier kind of was our thing. So even at this, when I proposed, there was Perrier there. And she confessed to me, once there was a ring on her finger, that she hated Perrier.
But she didn't tell you that until you got engaged?
Wow. That is correct.
Oh, boy.
I was like, it's this cute thing. It's our thing because it's all based on this sort of mistake. And it's kind of funny. But like, hey, it all tastes the same. No, apparently it doesn't.
Wow.
She loves Pellegrino and she loves Topo Chico.
Oh.
I gotta line these things. I'm gonna give her a taste test. This is real. I'm gonna give her a taste test and see if she can identify the different ones because it's just fizzy water. Anyway, I bring this up. I bring up Topo Chico specifically. Do you know Topo Chico, owned by Coke apparently? Because Coca-Cola announced today that they're releasing Topo Chico spiked seltzer.
Hey. Well, that's great for you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm still waiting at Perrier. It's their move. You know what I mean? I'm waiting to see what they do. Yeah, she'll be excited about this. Topo Chico Spike Seltzer. They're excited. It's coming out. Tangy Lemon Lime, we know, is a flavor. It's not clear if there will be other flavors as well. Spike Topo Chico coming soon. I just like to say Topo Chico. Yeah.
Why not?
Don't worry, guys. Starbucks will have the pumpkin spice latte this fall. Everything has been uncertain. People didn't know. Starbucks confirmed. Don't worry. It's coming back in the fall. They've not confirmed exactly when it's coming back. It's always a surprise, but typically sometime in late August. Man, August is basically here. Are you guys excited? Do you care? Pumpkin spice latte?
No.
I just like talking about PSLs. That's all. You guys are not in a football sense.
Yeah. You guys are dudes and you're not basic. So. And finally, do you guys fight over the dishes with your significant other, or is that pretty much worked out by now?
Don't fight, but I'm still very disappointed at the fact that they always end up in the sink. I always have to put them in the dishwasher. I'm always told, well, because you have a certain way. No, I have no certain way. The certain way is I like nothing in the sink. They need to go in the dishwasher.
Wow, a yes would have sufficed when I asked if you were fighting about it. Clearly, that's a hot topic in the Rudolph household.
It's the one thing.
How about you, Lance? You guys getting worked up? I feel like you guys are ordering out all the time.
Every now and then, because I do tend to, I'm kind of the opposite of Kevin. I do tend to put him in the sink and leave him there. So, yeah, I'm the offender at our house.
Yeah, I am too. I leave him in the sink. But then I enjoy doing the dishes. I enjoy the whole, I'm rinsing them all off, I'm putting them in. Anytime even an appliance is doing work for me, it makes me feel, it's like something is, you know what I mean?
Right.
I always say that. I love going to the post office because it's like I've got a team of people handling this for me. And it only costs me 29 cents. The average household, how many fights a year about the dishes?
Average household, I'm going to say 15.
A year?
A year? I was going to say I was going to say 50, about once a week.
217.
Wow.
Whoa.
I think that includes like little microaggressions, like all the little stuff. These are the fights. Putting dishes in the sink when the dishwasher is empty. Heard of it? Not pre-rinsing before you load them in, or pre-rinsing too much and wasting water. Oh, man.
Isn't that a big debate, though, whether you're supposed to or not?
Does it depend on the dishwasher?
I think it does, yeah.
I tell you, I am guilty of peanut butter spoons. There's always a lot of peanut butter spoons because I am doing spoonfuls of peanut butter, which is possibly why I've hit 200 pounds.
I was just thinking.
I know. But those, if you don't rinse those, it doesn't matter. Your dishwasher's not taking care of it. It'll just stick on there. So you got to do a little pre-rinse. Anyway, leaving dirty dishes in the sink too long. And then who should empty the dishwasher? Is it up for grabs in your household or is it somebody's obligation?
We kind of share it, and then we also, this is why you have children.
Oh, here we go. He's going to get upset again. Go
ahead. No, not upset. This is why you have children. Now they're old enough to do it, and it's their responsibility.
So when's the last time you emptied the dishwasher?
Yesterday, because the child did not.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You guys got to work on these chores.
I know.
That is Foodstuffs. If you missed anything, always check out the podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Just look for the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Foodstuffs!
Lance, how the road's looking?
Certainly not as chaotic as yesterday, so we'll take that. We did have a crash earlier out in St. Charles, westbound 70 on the 5th Street exit. That's already been cleared up. And then a little further out on westbound 70, there's a crash over on the right shoulder, partially a little bit in the right lane, but mostly on the right shoulder in between Zembel and
segment's about to get really, really weird.
I know.
Because Lance Hildebrand combs through dating profiles here in the St. Louis area, and typically Jen or Julie are here, and we all help decide whether we would swipe left or swipe right, but instead just a bunch of dudes going over a bunch of other dudes' dating profiles.
Maybe it should be like, would we write that?
Okay. Well, either way, I mean, it's fine. It's the 90s. Go ahead, Lance. Yeah, what do you got? Yeah.
It's the 90s. Let's start with Norm. Norm is 27 and has decided to go the PowerPoint route. Norm says, don't be weird. I work out sometimes. Communication is key. Addicted to gum and weights. Yoga date. bowling. Quick videos in spare time. Norm is 27.
Quick videos in spare time?
Yeah.
That means he's on TikTok, right?
Probably.
All right, Norm. I don't know. I mean, nothing terrible in here, but not exactly grabbing me with all those words.
So, kind of average, in the middle.
Yeah, probably. Okay. On a slow night, maybe.
So, rather than swiping left or swiping right, you're just going to, you know, go get some peanut butter and a spoon.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I got you. Let's move on to Hank. Hank is 23 and an admissions counselor. Hank says he once ate 81 chicken nuggets in one sitting. He's 6'5". I was an accounting major, so I can do your taxes. Hank is 23.
Okay. I don't know. Kind of the same thing. Yeah. Somebody should counsel him not to have admitted that first thing about the chicken wings.
I'm right. The chicken nuggets, yeah. Impressive.
That's what they do, right? Admissions counselor? Yeah.
Think of that. 81 chicken nuggets.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That is.
That's going to catch up with him, in my opinion.
Right.
You think? All right. Let's move on to Teddy. Teddy is 30 and in the roofing game. Teddy says, I'm here looking for new friends and someone to have fun with and connect with, and hopefully it leads to more. I love to tease and be teased. I'm a business owner. I have my own car and truck. I have a race car. I have my own condo. I live alone. I love sporting events. Teddy is 30.
Teddy, you had me at you are in the roofing game. We're looking at a new roof. So I'd be sliping. Sliping? I'd be sliping.
Sliping? That's a new
sliping.
Thing.
I'd be swiping right away just to hear your opinions.
I don't know. I've never done the dating apps, and I don't. But it's all them listing assets is always strange to me. I guess certainly it makes sense. Your way of saying I'm stable, but it seems weird to be, certainly interests I think are important, mm-hmm. something clever important, but then to be like, I got a truck, a car, a house, and a really nice watch. It's just very, I don't know. It's weird, but I guess I get it. But nah, I'm out on this guy.
I iron my pants.
Yeah.
What do you not put in there?
Yeah.
What doesn't make the cut?
Right.
That's what
I got a laptop and an iPod.
My front door has a lock.
Yeah.
It's great. I don't know.
I got one of those Nest things, so it adapts to my temperature. I got a Ring doorbell. I make quick videos on that, too.
You should see them.
Yeah.
Let's finish up with Elliot. Elliot's 21, and Elliot is 6'2", loves getting high and watching time fly. Basketball and music are his hobbies. He has a twin. Quarantine crazy, in air quotes, and then says, swipe left if you're flaky or have no intention to meet. Elliot is 21.
Wow. I think I know Elliot.
Really?
Or is it his twin?
Yeah, that's one more. If his twin was named Elliot, that'd be really... I'd need to talk to their parents.
Not putting a lot of thought into the process.
Right.
I don't know. Probably not.
No.
I mean, if your first thing is that you like to get high.
Mm-hmm.
Watching time fly. Come on now.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's a good combination. Thank you, Lance.
Thank you, guys.
Entertainment Schmig coming up shortly on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in July for just $4. So you only got a little time left. Get on it. I am Tim Convy in for Jen Myers. Jen, if you guys haven't heard yet, because people keep texting and saying, where's Jen? Jen was in a bike accident not too long ago. She is recovering as well as she can be. We talked to her yesterday, but she had her jaw wired shut. Still some wires in there. She'll be gone for probably the next 2 weeks, and then she will be back. But she sends her best to all of you guys, and we'll get her on the phone next week as she tries to talk with her jaw wired shut, which is... kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
She admits it. It's funny. I can say that. Anyway, and Julie Tristan on vacation. Julie's going to join us for the next 2 weeks. Let's dive into some schmig. This is funny. Alanis Morissette was on The Tonight Show last night performing live but remotely her new song, Ablaze. She struggled to get through it because her young daughter kept interrupting her.
My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze. That often you think that there's not enough. It may feel dark, it may feel lonely. You may be overcome with darkness and a sense of helplessness, but it won't matter if you keep the cord connected to the oneness.
It's worth watching the whole thing. It just keeps going.
But what did
Alanis
handled that pretty well.
Yes. She did. It's charming, and now everybody's talking about it, and you get to hear the song, which is good. So it kind of mission accomplished.
Right.
But yeah, you got to think with a you know, young kid in there that something like that is going to happen. What I'm saying is she ought to know.
She ought to know. But you know what? That's probably way better promotion than she would have had if she'd just gone on there and done a normal performance.
You're right.
She's probably, this is going to be huge as far as promoting this song for
her. Mm-hmm. I totally agree, and we're probably going to see more celebrities having kids for that reason.
Really?
Oprah Winfrey will not appear on the August cover of O, the Oprah magazine. It's the first time in its 20-year history that she isn't on the cover. Instead, it'll feature Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old black woman killed by police while sleeping in her home in Kentucky. So we joke a lot about Oprah, because I do think at the beginning they tried other people and they never sold as well, so they put Oprah on. But obviously a big statement, the first one in 20 years that Oprah is not on there. Lots of new music out today. Beyonce, her new visual album is available on Disney Plus. It's called Black is King. It's available on Disney Plus right now. Brandy, you guys remember Brandy?
Yeah.
B7 is her new album. It's her seventh album. Wouldn't you think Brandy is more than 7 albums?
Yeah.
She's been in the game a while. Mm-hmm. And then Alanis Morissette, like we talked about, Such Pretty Forks in the Road is her album. And this is, I'm excited. Well, first, Rascal Flatts, too. They got an EP out. I don't like country, but a couple of those Rascal Flatts songs get me, if I'm being honest. The Psychedelic Furs have a new album. It's their eighth album. They haven't put an album out in forever. It's called Made of Rain. I bring this up because parts of it were recorded right here in St. Louis. It was produced by St. Louis and Richard Fortus. And if you remember, months and months and months ago, I told a story about a friend saying, hey, can we borrow your Moog? That's my keyboard, the synthesizer I play. I showed up, and the Psychedelic Furs were there recording. So my Moog is on this album.
I just read a story about this a couple nights ago and was excited to see that Richard Fortus was producing it, but I had no idea that this was the project that you had some involvement with.
Well, a piece of equipment that I own was
That's
there.
Involvement?
You're right. And I was in there for a minute, and it was kind of cool to just kind of like say hi and be the guy to bring this thing. And they're all like, oh, that's so cool. And I'm like, yep, I barely know how to play.
Is there like a featuring there? Did it say featuring Tim Convey's Moog? The Psychedelic Furs featuring Tim Convey's Moog.
I got to hear it and see if I can, you know, pick out my Moog. So we'll see, but I'm excited about that. Man, they just did a study and found out, big surprise, people, digital purchases of movies are up 65% compared to last year from April to May. The movie Contagion is just getting watched like crazy. And people going to a lot of Nicolas Cage movies, it turns out, as well, for comfort during these tough times.
They should. They should. Yeah. He got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today, years ago.
And Face Off is just, it always works. Somebody posted there was a meme out, and it was a picture of John Travolta, and it said, good to see Nicolas Cage is wearing his mask during the pandemic.
That's funny.
Yeah, pretty great. And finally, the MTV Video Music Awards nominees are out. They still do the VMAs. Music video is not as big of a part of MTV, but they still do the VMAs. And I get so excited. I got to work on the VMAs.
Years ago.
2001, 2002, 2003.
Wow.
And I loved it. Totally changed my life. So I still get excited about these every single year. You want to hear some nominations?
Sure.
Here are the big ones. Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga took the lead with 9. Billie Eilish and The Weeknd both got 6 nominations. So Video of the Year, we'll do that one. Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. I do know that one. Godzilla by Eminem and Juice WRLD, Life is Good by Future and Drake, Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, and The Man by Taylor Swift. Oh, and Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. That Taylor Swift video is pretty great.
Yes.
Where she is a dude throughout the whole thing. You would hope that maybe that one takes it. And then a lot of snubs. Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, and Selena Gomez. No nominations.
Really?
I know.
Wow.
Wow. Dua Lipa should get whatever she wants whenever she wants it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And Styles, too, you'd think he'd be on there. You can vote vma.mtv.com. All the details also in nominees at y98.com. The ceremony will happen Sunday, August 30th, at the Barclays Center in New York City. It's unclear what that's going to look like with all the things going on. They're saying it'll happen with limited or no audience, and that there will be performances from iconic locations across the five boroughs to celebrate New York City. If it's going to be limited or no audience, then why are you doing it at the Barclays Center?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
You do it anywhere. Anyway, check out all those nominees at y98.com. And while you're there, download the Wake Up podcast. It's real easy. Or wherever you get your podcast, just look for the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. That's how we do the Schmig. We'll do celebrity birthdays in just a little bit.
Y98, it is the Wake Up. It's time for celebrity birthdays. We'll look at birthdays today and through the weekend. We already told you that J.K. Rowling is 55. It's also Harry Potter's birthday. He would be 23, according to when the first book was released. But let's look at one of the Office stars and writers. How old is B.J. Novak?
I'm keeping a list of everyone who wrongs me, so when I'm back on top, they'll be sorry. Kevin just made the list.
Hey, I'm just giving the birthday, B.J.
I think he's pretty close to my age. 22. I do it every time. I'll say 40.
I think maybe a little older, 42.
41.
Yep. Had it surrounded.
He is real funny, man. I've been watching a lot of Office lately. He's great. He has a book out that's great. He did a podcast, too, that I loved with that guy, Tim Ferriss.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote 4-Hour Work Weekend. The B.J. Novak one is just, it's one of my favorites. He's great.
This guy, I think he's an actual sheriff now, if I'm not mistaken. But he was at one time Superman when he was Lois and Clark. And he's also now Kara's dad on Supergirl. How old is Dean Cain?
What do you think?
Well, one thing's for sure, nobody's going to be looking at your face.
Mom?
Well, they don't call them tights for nothing.
I like an awkward scene. 54.
54 is correct. Yes! Nice job.
Thank you. He is a sheriff in Idaho, and wasn't the story that Eric Estrada joined that police department not too long ago?
Right. No way.
Yeah, like Eric Estrada and Dean Cain could pull you over in Idaho.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah.
He was a college football star as well, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Football running back or something?
Sorry, St. Anthony, Idaho. Yeah, and Eric Estrada is a...
How do they both have a connection to St. Anthony, Idaho?
He's a reserve officer. I don't know. That's a good question.
Interesting.
You're next from... I was trying to think of his name, and then I blew the movie. Major League, Willie Mays Hayes, to Blade, to Expendables 3. How old is Wesley Snipes?
Well, let me give you a word of advice. Always bet on black.
Ooh, Passenger 57.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Wesley Snipes, boy, also some tax trouble. Old Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
However, he was just in the Eddie Murphy movie, My Name is Dolomite.
Yes.
Oh, man, he's funny in it. He's really good in it. I think he is pretty up. I'm going to say he's 61.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow. You've thrown me for a loop with that guess. I'm going to say 55.
He is 58.
Well, we were we were equidistant from the birthday. We had him right in the middle.
And also born today, he's the, unfortunately, the former drummer of REM because, unfortunately, he had a brain aneurysm in 1997. But how old is Bill Berry?
A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love.
Michael Stipe there. Granite City High School, I think, once upon a time for him.
Mm-hmm.
I will take my Wesley Snipes 61 and apply it to Bill Berry. 61.
I think that's a pretty good guess. 60.
62.
Oh, I went the wrong way.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now looking at birthdays for tomorrow, August 1st. This is my wife's new guy. From Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones to Stargate Atlantis to, of course, Aquaman. How old is Jason Momoa?
Whiskey. One for Ahab there. The ocean's rage.
Forty-one.
Mm.
And then a couple...
So him and Novak, same age.
Yep. A couple of musical greats also have a birthday on tomorrow's day, August 1st. I'm like, wait, where am I today? No, it's tomorrow. How old is Public Enemy's Chuck D?
Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power!
Fifty-seven.
60.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You're close.
Still fighting.
And also tomorrow, how old is the lead singer of Counting Crows, Adam Duritz?
Right here, carving out our names. Around here, we all look the same.
My first concert ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 50. I'm gonna say 56.
56 is right.
Yes.
That's a. I was thinking the same
nice.
Darn thing.
Nice.
We're dialed in on.
Yeah, we are.
On Adam.
And then on Sunday, we're not done with the music because Charlie XCX has a birthday as well tomorrow.
How old is she? I saw her open for Taylor Swift last time she was in St. Louis. I think she's pretty young. I'm going to say 25.
I'll take your 26 that you bailed on.
She's 28.
Oh, okay.
And finally, for you, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Prince's girlfriend in Purple Rain? Apollonia.
I know that Julie is off today just so she can watch that movie over and over and over and over. Apollonia would be 59.
57.
61.
Wow. Yeah.
So those
are Apollonia. I know Apollonia and Sheila E. Which one is... I know they fight a lot since...
Was it Sheila E. or was it Vanity and Apollonia?
Oh, is that it?
Is that it? Vanity is
one
is
of
it,
them accused the other of like capitalizing.
Or is it Sheila E.?
Well, Vanity has passed away.
Yeah.
So I think you're right about that feud between Apollonia and Sheila E.
And I think it's Apollonia basically says Sheila E. is trying to capitalize too much.
I think you're correct, yes.
Yeah. Well, if it's your birthday today or this weekend at all, happy birthday from the Wake Up on Y98. Here is Lance Hildebrand with a final look at your roads.
All right, we got a stall. At least it was there.
Down
Under, Men at Work on Y98. This is the Friday free-for-all. That one is a request from Mike. If you've got a request, text it in, 314-531-9898. Some really good ones coming in so far. You guys have a good taste of music, it turns out. So we'll play that stuff soon. But right now, we're joined by a guest, good friend of the show, comedian Michael Palasek. What's up, buddy?
Hi, not much. How are you guys?
Good. We're pretty good. And you're in Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah. It just woke up. We all just woke up here.
Okay, good. And is that your son I hear in the background?
That's my son, Jack. Jack, you want to say hi?
Hi, Jack. That was great. And how's parenting been during quarantine and lockdown and everything?
Oh, it's great. He's learning how to get in, like, almost hurt himself. Just all the stuff around the house rather than in public.
So there's no hope that a stranger is going to come in and save his life. It's all completely on you guys.
Yeah, exactly. He just figured out how to climb on the couch by himself and then jump off of it. So that's where we're at right now.
That's
our neighbors love it. Neighbors love it.
So we've got Michael on because his new album just came out. It's called The Internet Live, and people can find it kind of anywhere they get comedy or music, right?
Yeah, there's a whole list. I'll put on my website and stuff, but it's Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Google Play. It's everywhere.
And if you're looking for more Michael stuff, his special 1984 is on the Dry Bar Comedy app. Full special. It's great. And is the album, I would assume, pretty clean. You're kind of known for doing hilarious, clean stuff, right? Is the album pretty clean?
Well, that's a really interesting story because it is, but it got marked explicit because I was doing my shows in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
And I know you guys are big. What's the football team in St. Louis again?
The Battle Hawks.
Battle Hawks, yeah. So you guys get it, right? So I mentioned I was a Bears fan on stage, and all of a sudden all these Vikings and Packers fans just start swearing at me. And so my album is marked explicit now because of the Vikings.
Are you serious?
Whoa! You know,
yeah.
That's incredible.
Last track is just explicit, all because for like a good 3 minutes, it's just them yelling explicit.
Wow.
That's a solid album. Yeah. I like that. But wherever you get albums, you can check that out. Also, sore subject, Michael, Battlehawks XFL done.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
No.
Yeah, there's talk it might come back. I know you're a fan because when you were in town, it was sort of the beginning of the Battlehawks, and I felt like you were invested.
I was invested. I wanted to go to a game the next time I was in town. It seemed like a really fun experience.
And you practiced your ca-caw, which was great.
Yes.
Damn. I could be there in the beginning. You know, like there's no like bandwagon thing when it didn't exist before I got there, before that year.
Exactly. And now they're shut down, which reminds me also, Michael and I have been friends for a while. We were the last show ever at Hey Guys Comedy Club in Fairview Heights, Illinois.
That's right.
Now, it wasn't our fault. That it got shut down, and there were other things at play, but that was it was a big, big moment for Michael and I. So you're, you know, typically you're touring, you're gone every weekend all over the country. Now you're spending a whole lot of time at home. Are you doing shows at all?
So I've done like a couple of Zoom shows, and then there was one club that opened up for like a couple weeks, but mostly it's me doing. I do these shows called The Bright Side. I think I mentioned before.
Yeah,
and. I record them out of my house, we do sketches, and it's all on the internet, and they're starting to air on Sunday. So that's what I've been working on the last 2 months.
And it's good stuff that cheers people up.
Yeah, well, I try to say it makes you feel better about feeling bad about everything.
Which is something we're dealing
right.
with. And hopefully when this thing clears up, you'll be back on the road. So the album, the special, you're pretty busy. Before you got into comedy, though, I always like to ask, any weird jobs or something funny you did?
Yeah, my first job ever, I worked at a graveyard. I was a graveyard weed whacker, to be specific.
Really?
Yes, that was my job. It's not what I wanted to tell people, though, right? Like, Michael, what do you do? I'm like, I do yard work for really old people. You know, people that can't go out there and do it on their own. I do good because it feels good.
I like also that you were just a weed whacker. Like, you didn't cut the grass. Right, you didn't. Yeah. It was very specifically just that thing.
No, I was entry-level graveyard maintenance.
That's where they start you out.
Right.
But that's right. Yeah. I mean, you were literally, I assume, doing the weed whacker around the tombstones?
Oh, yeah. So my job, which was, it's sad, but like if someone put stuff out to honor their loved ones, I had to like go move everything and then weed whack and then put it back. So I think it's great that people honor their loved ones, but it'd be like, really? Everybody on this row visited this week? This is great.
Yeah, like I assume like Mother's Day and Father's Day was that much more work for you, right?
Oh. Exactly. Yeah, Mother's Day was, I wasn't working yet, but Father's Day was crazy. The only good thing was, is that if there was a funeral, I just got to hang out in a shed. So, like, I lived in a small town, so if I heard ambulances, I was like, well, maybe tomorrow's a light day.
Just thinking positive. I
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's our pal, Michael Palaszczuk. Will you? We got to do. Will you call in next week? Can we check in with you every now and then?
Yeah, I'd love to. That sounds great.
All right, we'll have Michael on next week. You guys got to check out all this stuff. Follow him online. It's Palaszczuk. P-A-L-A-S-C-A-K. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
All right, good. His special 1984 is for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app, and his new album, The Internet Live, is out now. Also, check out The Bright Side on YouTube. That's Michael Palaszczuk. Michael, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for calling, and tell Jack thank you, too.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks,
sir. It's time for a good old-fashioned food fight. And what better time than July to have a battle of the barbecue? Now through July 31st, head to Y98.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.